May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the living bread from heaven that we feast on today. Amen. I want to talk about the gospel, John 6 today. We pray as we consider the word of God. Gracious Lord, richly, richly bless the reading, teaching, preaching, hearing, receiving of your word in your house. Grant us all the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our theme the past 2 weeks and today would be this. Fill in the blank. If you've been around, you should know this. Again, today it's the theme. Jesus says, I am. You're really following along again the last couple of weeks, aren't you? I am the bread of life. Say it with me. I am the bread of life. One more time. I am the bread of life. We've been reading from John 6 the last few Sundays. And in John 6, at least 8 times, go home and read that chapter. At least 8 times, Jesus calls himself the bread of life or the living bread from heaven. Referring to himself as bread. Over and over again, I'm bread, I'm bread, I'm bread. I'm the bread of life, the living bread, I'm bread. Eat of me and live. Drink of my blood and live. It's right there. It's like he's talking to young children. I'm your bread, eat and live. Not real hard. And yet the crowd thinks it's hard, and many desert him. Thought it'd be good to conclude this little miniature series of John 6 talking about bread. Let's have a little Bible study on bread. Bread's very, very important in the Bible. I'll talk about bread briefly of the Old Testament and how that foreshadows Jesus saying, I'm the bread of life. So a little study of bread. Think with me for a little bit today. Old Testament bread. I suggest there are 3 types of Old Testament bread. There are probably more, but I want to mention 3. First of all, in the Bible, we come across what I would call the bread of laughter. Who eats the bread of laughter? Abraham and Sarah. They eat the bread of laughter, of joy, of victory, of celebration. A couple instances. If you recall of our study of Abraham, Abraham at one time in his life, he goes off and he fights a war against about 4 or 5 kings who have captured Lot, his nephew. And Abraham and 318 trained men, not a very big army, 318 men, they go and they win the war. And they rescue Lot. And no doubt Abraham is returning and he's happy. He's laughing. We won that war. Thank you, God, you gave us the victory. There's victory and celebration, laughter. And when he comes back from the war, he comes to Jerusalem. And who is the man who meets him there in Jerusalem? His name is Melchizedek. You heard of Melchizedek? A great foreshadowing of Jesus, if it is not Jesus himself before his incarnation in the person of Melchizedek. We don't know for sure. But Melchizedek comes out and there's victory, there's celebration, you've won the war. And what does Melchizedek feed Abraham? Guess what? Bread and wine. And I can imagine Melchizedek and Abraham and the soldiers smiling, laughing. We won the victory, praise be to God. The bread of laughter. Also, you have that instance where the 3 visitors come to visit Abraham. And the 3 visitors, perhaps are the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Or perhaps it is Jesus before his incarnation and 2 angels. Nonetheless, God comes to Abraham. And Abraham and Sarah welcome God. And Abraham and Sarah prepare food. And they prepare a lot of food. And guess what is one of the main items they prepare? Bread. Abraham eats bread with God. And God gives him the promise again of what? The promise of a son. You will have a son, Abraham. I know Sarah's 90 years old and you're old. But you will have a son. By this time next year, you're going to have a son. And what does Sarah do? She laughs. Her laughter is doubt, but God gets the last laugh because they do have a son and there's great, great joy. I call it the bread of laughter, joy. God fulfills promises. It's a good bread. It doesn't take away sins. It doesn't promise eternal life. Nonetheless, a good bread, but just bread. Secondly, another type of bread I'd call the bread of labor. Who eats the bread of labor or the bread of law? The Israelites and Moses. You move ahead in Old Testament history, and God, of course, rescues Israel from their slavery in Egypt. 430 years, they come into the desert. And what does God feed these 5 million people in the desert? Manna. And we're not sure what manna was, but the Jews called it their bread, bread from Moses. They didn't like it a whole lot. They grumbled. They complained. I had a sermon on that 2 or 3 Sundays ago, the grumbling about manna, and so we grumble too. But nonetheless, it was a good bread. It fed them, but they had to work for it. Every day they had to go out and gather the manna, and they couldn't take any more than what their family needed. Don't you dare take more. Don't get greedy. And God gave a double amount on the sixth day. A bread of labor. You got to go out and work and get this. It'll feed you, but just temporarily. It was a good bread. It did feed 5 million people in the desert. Great gift of God. Nonetheless, just bread. Didn't take away sins. Didn't conquer hell. Didn't conquer death. Just bread. And a third bread we might call the bread of loneliness. Who eats this bread? Well, I asked the early church crowd, and none of them got this, unless I really hinted a lot. Anyone remember the Old Testament reading from last Sunday? I realize that's eons ago. Last Sunday, Pastor. How would I ever remember such a thing? This lonely prophet in the desert, and his name is Elijah. Very good. You all get a little bread after church. Elijah, he eats the bread of loneliness. A few instances of how God feeds Elijah. A big part of Elijah's story is how God feeds the man. Remember, he's very lonely because of the famine, and he's preaching against idolaters, and no one likes him. And God has him out by a brook, and what animal comes and feeds him bread? Ravens. His friend is the raven, and he eats bread and meat. But then he has to move on from there. He has no friends in Israel. No one will welcome him. So he has to go up to the widow of Zarephath, a Gentile city. A widow lives there with her son, and if you recall the story of how God multiplies the flour and the oil so that she can make bread for Elijah. God feeds the man, but his only friends are a widow and her son up there in Gentile territory. He's a very lonely man. And then last Sunday, he's very depressed, goes out into the desert, thinks his ministry is fruitless, says, God, just take my life. I'm no better than anybody else. Just take me. Falls asleep under the broom tree. And God sends an angel. The angel touches him twice and says what? Arise and eat. And what's the angel give him? Bread and water. And he is strengthened to go on 40 more days. But again, he's a lonely man. The bread is good for him. Very good for him. A sign of God's care and love, certainly. Fills his stomach, gives him strength. But it doesn't really take away his sins. Doesn't promise him immortality. Doesn't promise him the fiery chariot he would ride on a little later. Just bread, nonetheless good. The bread of laughter, the bread of labor, the bread of loneliness, all there in the Old Testament. Bread's a very, very important thing in the Bible. And all that helps us now to begin to see the impact, perhaps, of Jesus' words when he comes on the scene, the Son of God now in human flesh. God himself is here in our midst in the person of Jesus. And Jesus in John 6, after he feeds the 5,000, Jesus says 8 times to make sure we got it, because we're a bunch of knuckleheads who won't understand anything. He says 8 times, I am what? The bread of life. The living bread from heaven. Meaning I'm the bread of life. And life here doesn't merely mean to exist, to have your heart beating and your lungs breathing and your brain working a little bit. Life here means peace and forgiveness and faith and joy and purpose and meaning. That's living. That all flows into eternal life in heaven. I am the bread of life. He is much more than the bread of laughter. He's greater than the bread of labor. He's greater than the bread of loneliness. He is the bread of life that's come. If we eat of him in communion today, we eat his body, drink his blood. We will laugh not just temporarily with Abraham. We will laugh forever in paradise. This is the bread of joy. This is the bread we don't have to labor for. They labored for the manna. Here God puts it in your mouth, friends. Is that labor? Jesus did all the labor. He did all the work. He died. He rose. He prepares the feast of himself for you. All you got to do is get up and open your mouth and eat it. And he puts it in your mouth if you want it in your mouth or in your hands. He does all the labor. And here, as we eat of this bread, Jesus, we're never lonely through the trials of life, for he is our friend. He is our God. He'll be with us. I leave with Jesus in my heart, in me, and me in Him. The Old Testament bread was good. The New Testament bread is God. For Jesus is God, and we eat of Jesus, therefore we eat of God. You don't just eat bread and wine here. This is not a symbol, folks. This is not a symbol. Christ Himself is truly here. God is here. When Jesus says, eat my flesh, drink my blood, He's not talking in symbolic language. He's being clear, direct language. Take communion is what He's saying to the church. Hear my word, be baptized, and commune. And eat of God, who is me. And have forgiveness in life. The Old Testament bread filled your stomach. This fills your soul. The Old Testament bread had temporal benefit. This has eternal benefit. You'll live forever. So come and eat. Let me, to conclude for a few minutes, just use the word life. You know, Christ is all about life. Look, do a study of life. There's another study of how many times He talks about Himself in regards to life. He brings life. He's the way, the truth, the life, the bread of life. Life's all the resurrection and the life. L-I-F-E. Here's what you're getting today when you commune, and whenever you commune, because you eat of Jesus. The L is for love. What is this life, Pastor? Love. You get food here that loves you. Here Christ is saying, I love you. This is the love feast. Christ is God. God is love. So here you eat of love because you eat of God. You know, when we go out to eat, you may say, I love a particular food. Oh, you know, I love McDonald's. I love steak. I love pizza. I love tacos. Does the food ever say back to you, I love you too? No, you usually gain a few pounds and you might get indigestion. Here, this food says, I love you. This is God's I love you in a person, Jesus. I love you. Be full of my love. And then we say, I love you too. I want to eat more and more of you. It's the love feast. What is the life? Love. Come if you want love. Here, you're loved. The I is for immortality. This is the bread of immortality. For Christ is alive. We don't eat something dead here. I've said over and over again in various classes, everything we eat as humans is dead. That's why you have a freezer. And you get out your dead chicken, your dead beef, your dead pork, your dead fruit, your dead vegetables, and you eat it. And God does bless it for your temporal use, and praise be to God. But it's dead! How are you going to live when you eat dead stuff? This is why we die, because everything we eat is dead when we eat it. And we ourselves have death growing in us. We need life. And Christ here is not dead. He rose again. He's alive, but He's not tucked away in some corner of heaven where you can't have Him. Rather, this living Jesus who's conquered all of hell makes Himself available in your mouth and says, this is my body and this is my blood. Christ would never tell us to eat His flesh and drink His blood if we couldn't do it. He makes Himself available right here. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. He's immortal. He's overcome all of hell for you. I know it doesn't look like it. It doesn't taste like it. But here all of hell is conquered as it enters your mouth. And therefore you will be immortal. 13 times I counted in John 6. 13 times Christ talks about raising people from the grave and enabling them to live forever. So 8 times He says, I'm your bread. 13 times, if you eat of me, have me, you're going to live forever. I'll raise you up on the last day. You're going to live forever. He can't tell us enough. This is what you got to have if you want to live forever. The F is for forgiveness. What is this life that I get here? Forgiveness of your sins. You partake of this for forgiveness. When I go get bread or food from the store, I'm supposed to look at the little box on the back that tells you all the stuff that's in the food. And I look for the fat content. I look for the fiber content on bread. And, you know, 4 grams of fiber. 5 grams of fiber. Incredible. I better get some of that stuff. There's no fiber here. And there surely isn't any fat here. What you have here, the ingredient is forgiveness of your sins. You know how the Jews used bread? They had bread about every meal, many, many meals. It was a main thing. They didn't have a lot of meat, obviously. They were poor. And they use bread often to clean their plate. How many of you have went to Louis or a spaghetti place and used the garlic bread and cleaned off your plate? Greg, have you done this? And you get barked at, don't you? You know, you have spaghetti and you get a piece of bread and you wipe off the gravy and the spaghetti sauce, whatever it is, and you eat the bread. That's how the Jews used bread. It cleaned your plate, or even cleaned your hand. Sometimes they didn't have utensils like spoons and forks, so they had food on their hands. They'd get a piece of bread and wipe it off of their hands and then eat the bread. I know it's impolite and sounds gross. That's how they use bread. It cleansed things. Christ is the bread. He's saying, I'll cleanse you. I enter you to wash you, cleanse you of all your sins. It's daily forgiveness. And then the E is for energy. What is the life that I get in Christ? It's great, great energy. Who needs energy? We need energy, strength, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. This energizes us because it's the living Christ. That I may have an energized, strengthened faith to go live for Him, serve Him, honor Him, love my neighbor, do my calling, go to my job and work faithfully and honestly and do it well for the sake of my neighbor. Here I get the energy from Jesus. E is for energy. You know, I went with the youth to Six Flags last Saturday, and I wasn't going to go. You know, I didn't go on many rides. I just walked around. And I didn't want to go on this particular water ride. It's that tube ride where you go on the ride along the little lazy river. It's not a lazy river. It's kind of like a rapids, and waterfalls fall on you, and people spray you with water, and you get watered and drowned and everything else. I didn't want to go because I'm still terrorized by Robert Wolford and Rick Elmore pushing me in the water at Rick's house. I still have nightmares about that. So here, I didn't want to go. But you know, I went on that ride and got all wet. You know why I went? Because a nice young man invited me and encouraged me. A nice young man in our youth group. Pastor, come on. Come on. Come with me. It won't be so scary. I'll hold your hand, Pastor. Come on. I'll help you. I'll pray with you. Nice young man that encouraged me, Chris Yates. Chris is here. Pastor, come on. And he wants to go with the pastor. That shows what a nice young kid he is to go with the pastor on any ride. And trust that it won't tip over on my side when we're in the inner tube. You know, think of someone that you can invite to this place. The supper here is for you to now leave and go be a witness. And this is a scary place to some people. They don't want to come. They're not sure about the church. It might be that wild ride. They just don't know what's going to happen. And you can be that friend, that Chris, who says, hey, come. Come with me to church. Come and learn of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Come know you're forgiven. Come. Come on. Come. And who knows? They might just come and partake and be saved. Who can you witness to? Who can you love and care for and draw to God's house? So who is Jesus, First Lutheran? He is the bread of life, the living bread from heaven. John 6, the last 3 weeks, enough talk, come and eat, and come and eat often of the bread of life. Amen. We rise. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.